It can't be done. We don't work that way. It's a great idea, but it's just not going to be possible. There is no way we could get that past management. We don't have the budget. We're not organised in that way. There's no time. These are the kind of objections I hear all the time concerning various aspects of digital strategy from clients. It's understandable that they feel that way, but their presumptions, to be honest, are often false. I've worked with many organisations over the years and often achieved things that were supposedly impossible. Now, this isn't due to any special power on my part other than my obviously stunning good looks and charm. Instead, it comes down to positivity and shooting high. Do I always achieve what I set out to do? Absolutely not. But I do consistently achieve more than others expect because I believe more can be done and I strive to achieve it. The negativity in many organisations is not just limited to client work, and I haven't just seen it in clients, I've also seen it in the responses to what I write and what I speak about. Take, for example, a recent post I wrote for eConsultancy on the need to hire a site champion stroke editor-in-chief. Although there's a general, or was a general acceptance following the post that such a position would be beneficial, most of the commenters focused on the problems with the idea. They couldn't see beyond the challenges. Now, I'm not naive. I know that hiring a person to fill this kind of role is hard. However, that doesn't mean that we should give up. Instead, we need to look and work within the constraints that exist. I see so many people give up when faced with a challenge because they can't achieve the perfect solution. I take a more pragmatic approach, believing that doing something is better than doing nothing at all. Recruiting an editor-in-chief is a really good example of that. In a perfect world, you'd hire someone in a full-time position that's senior and it's got expertise in content strategy, SEO and social media. However, paying and finding somebody like this is going to be nearly impossible. So in a follow-up post I wrote to the original article about hiring an editor, I look at the logistics of actually making this happen. I explain how, with some compromise and maybe a bit of lateral thinking, it's perfectly feasible to get somebody to fulfill this position. It just takes some determination and creative thinking. I know what it's like to work within a large organisation. I know it can grind you down until everything seems like an uphill struggle. However, most organisations aren't set up for effectively managing websites. And so if you ever want to be able to implement a successful web strategy, you are going to have to fight some tough battles. I really want to encourage you not to give up, but to keep fighting for change. As Winston Churchill said, success is going from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. I know sometimes it can be tough, but it's worth persevering. And remember, if you ever get stuck, you know where to find me. So give me a shout.